Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau Kaufmann. E-Profil 2009. Englisch, Hörverstehen, Serie 2. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the messages and monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. An answering machine message.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. This is Barbara Grimaldi calling from H&R Publishing Company. It's now November the 22nd at 4 p.m. I hope this message reaches you soon, as I'm calling about the delivery of your new brochures. I'm sorry we're behind with our production due to some breakdowns in our machinery. The planned delivery date of November the 25th cannot be upheld. The new date will be December the 4th. Please phone me at 044-229-7410 if you have any questions, or contact me by email at b.grimaldi@dispatchpub.uk. That is b.grimaldi@dispatchpub.uk. Thank you for your understanding.
You're going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. This is Barbara Grimaldi calling from H&R Publishing Company. It's now November the 22nd at 4 p.m. I hope this message reaches you soon, as I'm calling about the delivery of your new brochures. I'm sorry we're behind with our production due to some breakdowns in our machinery. The planned delivery date of November the 25th cannot be upheld. The new date will be December the 4th. Please phone me at 044-229-7410 if you have any questions, or contact me by email at b.grimaldi@dispatchpub.uk. That is b.grimaldi@dispatchpub.uk. Thank you for your understanding.
Now go on to part two. Two. A seminar introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our seminar on buying car insurance via the internet. We have a lot planned for you in the next 2 days, and I'm sure you will be able to take home a lot of useful information. Let me introduce Miss Gregory to you, for those of you that don't already know her. She's the national organizer of our seminar. In case of emergency, she can be reached by mobile at any time at 064-330-4876. I would also like you to meet our main speaker. This is Mr. Jansen, who will be talking to you about sales tactics and our websites towards the younger client. There are two changes we have to announce. The morning coffee breaks will be at 10 a.m. instead of 10:30, and secondly, the workshop on analysing statistics will be in room 301, not in 201 as posted. That was a typing error. Finally, the official dinner and programme start at 6:30 p.m. this evening. And now, I wish you all a good seminar.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our seminar on buying car insurance via the internet. We have a lot planned for you in the next 2 days, and I'm sure you will be able to take home a lot of useful information. Let me introduce Miss Gregory to you, for those of you that don't already know her. She's the national organizer of our seminar. In case of emergency, she can be reached by mobile at any time at 064-330-4876. I would also like you to meet our main speaker. This is Mr. Jansen, who will be talking to you about sales tactics and our websites towards the younger client. There are two changes we have to announce. The morning coffee breaks will be at 10 a.m. instead of 10:30, and secondly, the workshop on analyzing statistics will be in room 301, not in 201 as posted. That was a typing error. Finally, the official dinner and program start at 6:30 p.m. this evening. And now, I wish you all a good seminar.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to a conversation. For each question, mark the correct answer. A, B, or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our radio show, Business As It Is Today. We have Doug Steenland, the CEO of Northwest Airlines, with us today to tell us how things are going in their merger with Delta Airlines. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thank you for having me, Jane.
How is the merger progressing at the moment?
Well, we are within the timetable we set up. We think the merger will be finalized during the fourth quarter of the year, by the end of the year for sure.
How can you be so confident? Doesn't the federal government have anything to say about it?
Oh, yes, but both Delta and we have satisfied all the demands for information that the government has asked for. We want to have this finished before the next presidential administration takes office in January.
You don't seem to agree with the analysts who say that you had a loss of $377 million in the second quarter. Why is that?
Because there were certain health costs which were covered by the group insurance, but went through our bookkeeping. If we subtract them, then we actually had a profit of $170 million.
Financial analysts predicted a loss of 54 cents a share, mainly because of the high petrol prices. However, the price per share only went down by 30 cents.
Yes, and by Wednesday in trading at the stock market, Northwest stock actually increased by $1.38. That is, it rose in value by 15.2% on a day when oil prices were still rising. We were glad it finished the day at $10.46 a share.
Do you think this confidence is because of the merger?
Yes, that's the most logical reason. There is no question in anybody's mind. This merger is going to go through. However, there's always a special challenge in airline mergers. You never know what problems lie ahead.
You're right. We've seen that happen many times. All the different labor unions start causing the biggest problems. How are the negotiations going in this respect?
Right, especially the pilots' union are a major problem that we seem to have already solved. We have a temporary labor agreement with them based on a 4-year deal. Actually, the pilot union is voting on it this week, so we feel everything is going in the right direction and on schedule.
Well, it sounds like it's full steam ahead. Thank you, Doug, for the positive news. We'll be back with our next guest, Mr. John Ascott from Ascott Steel, after this break. Please stay with us.
You're going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our radio show, Business As It Is Today. We have Doug Steenland, the CEO of Northwest Airlines, with us today to tell us how things are going in their merger with Delta Airlines. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thank you for having me, Jane.
How is the merger progressing at the moment?
Well, we are within the timetable we set up. We think the merger will be finalized during the fourth quarter of the year, by the end of the year for sure.
How can you be so confident? Doesn't the federal government have anything to say about it?
Oh, yes, but both Delta and we have satisfied all the demands for information that the government has asked for. We want to have this finished before the next presidential administration takes office in January.
You don't seem to agree with the analysts who say that you had a loss of $377 million in the second quarter. Why is that?
Because there were certain health costs which were covered by the group insurance, but went through our bookkeeping. If we subtract them, then we actually had a profit of $170 million.
Financial analysts predicted a loss of 54 cents a share, mainly because of the high petrol prices. However, the price per share only went down by 30 cents.
Yes, and by Wednesday in trading at the stock market, Northwest stock actually increased by $1.38. That is, it rose in value by 15.2% on a day when oil prices were still rising. We were glad it finished the day at $10.46 a share.
Do you think this confidence is because of the merger?
Yes, that's the most logical reason. There is no question in anybody's mind. This merger is going to go through. However, there's always a special challenge in airline mergers. You never know what problems lie ahead.
You're right. We've seen that happen many times. All the different labor unions start causing the biggest problems. How are the negotiations going in this respect?
Right, especially the pilots' union are a major problem that we seem to have already solved. We have a temporary labor agreement with them based on a 4-year deal. Actually, the pilot union is voting on it this week, so we feel everything is going in the right direction and on schedule.
Well, it sounds like it's full steam ahead. Thank you, Doug, for the positive news. We'll be back with our next guest, Mr. John Ascott from Ascott Steel, after this break. Please stay with us.
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. Listen and answer the questions. Please use keywords. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. And here we go.
Hey, Sue, listen to this. You could forget this new iPhone was even a phone. There are so many things to do. It has over 500 applications. Some of them cost less than £10, and some are even free of charge.
That's cheap. I've heard that some are quite expensive, though.
Well, all right, there are a few, but just a few that are quite pricey. They cost up to £80. Are you interested? I'll read it to you. They're presenting four of the most common applications here in this article.
OK, let's hear it.
The first one, called Box Office, sounds exciting. It's one of the free ones. It makes use of iPhone's GPS system to find the cinemas near your flat and gives you a link to a map. Then it tells you all about the films they're showing, their show times, and even how far the cinema is from where you live. It gives you a summary of the film and its ratings. It can also link you to a ticket corner office near you, so you can reserve seats.
I definitely use that one. Are there any others for free time activities?
Well, yes, there's one called Lifestyle. It also uses GPS to find the local facilities you need, like restaurants, supermarkets, banks, petrol stations, cafes, and even bars. Click the map button and it will display all the search results in the area. Wow, customer reviews and ratings are even listed for all the places.
Oh, really? That gives some of them a bad reputation before the consumer can decide for himself if he likes it or not. I bet some of the restaurants don't like that.
Here, this one sounds interesting, and it doesn't cost anything either. It's called Hippocrates RX, and it's for health and fitness. It has data on over 3,300 different brand name and generic types of medicine. Actually, this one was made for doctors, but has been found to be just as useful for consumers too. It tells you how much to take of a medication for children and adults. Even says what bad effects the drug can have, how it works with other drugs, and gives photos for identification.
I wonder if that one could be used in cases of emergency.
Oh, here's the one I'd like best. Sports. They have all the statistics on all the football matches of the season. The games are organised by date, so click on the date and you'll get all the information not only on the game, but also on all the players. Each game contains about 8 video clips of the highlights. Super.
That's great. That means you don't have to stay at home in front of the TV for your football. We can go to the cinema and you can still see the best parts of the game and get all the results.
You're going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Hey, Sue, listen to this. You could forget this new iPhone was even a phone. There are so many things to do. It has over 500 applications. Some of them cost less than £10, and some are even free of charge.
That's cheap. I've heard that some are quite expensive, though.
Well, all right, there are a few, but just a few that are quite pricey. They cost up to £80. Are you interested? I'll read it to you. They're presenting 4 of the most common applications here in this article.
OK, let's hear it.
The first one, called Box Office, sounds exciting. It's one of the free ones. It makes use of iPhone's GPS system to find the cinemas near your flat and gives you a link to a map. Then it tells you all about the films they're showing, their show times, and even how far the cinema is from where you live. It gives you a summary of the film and its ratings. It can also link you to a ticket corner office near you, so you can reserve seats.
I'd definitely use that one. Are there any others for free time activities?
Well, yes, there's one called Lifestyle. It also uses GPS to find the local facilities you need, like restaurants, supermarkets, banks, petrol stations, cafes, and even bars. Click the map button and it will display all the search results in the area. Wow, customer reviews and ratings are even listed for all the places.
Oh, really? That gives some of them a bad reputation before the consumer can decide for himself if he likes it or not. I bet some of the restaurants don't like that.
Here, this one sounds interesting, and it doesn't cost anything either. It's called Hippocrates R.